lost here. Is this our whole, this is our whole regular session. Thank you. So, we have a quorum. We have, let's go ahead and do a roll call.
Vicki Russell here.
Connie Bruce present.
Dan Barker here.
Stu Martin present.
Thank you very much. And okay, let's. So this is a quorum, because don't we have like...
We've got seven total. So
we're good.
We need four.
Yeah. I was thinking, oh man, I thought we needed five. So let's stand and have our pledge. And I'll just lead us out. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I was kind of hoping you were going to call on me, Dan. I think in my whole time here, I've never been called on to lead the pledge meetings.
I'll make it a point.
I thought with this few people, I thought my odds were pretty
good. I know. The odds were real good.
I had to say that. I'm sorry.
That's a recorded event waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
we'll make note of that at our next
meeting. We will make. You know, just kind of as a side thing I learned once, it's sometimes good to check with people before you call on them. Some people are nervous about doing that. And I had somebody in Toastmasters once that I called on spur of the moment. That was the last meeting he attended.
Oh, no.
And it was like, wow. And so now, well, you know, usually you know people that they're comfortable, but I'm glad to know that you're comfortable with it.
Well, we don't know. He's never done it.
Yeah.
Well, he's open for the opportunity. So anyway, thank you for that little sidetrack here. Nice to get off the trail once in a while. And now to get back on, do we have any added agenda items?
We don't have any added agenda items.
Okay, thank you. So let's see if we can get approval of the minutes for the May 24th meeting. And I believe you have at least received those minutes by email.
I so move that we approve the minutes for the May 24th, 2017 and the June 7th, 2017 Urban Renewal Budget Committee meeting minutes also for the approval of both of those.
All right, sounds good. Do we have a second?
A second.
Thank you very much. Any discussion, corrections, consideration, deliberation? All right, all in favor of approving the minutes as stated?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Thank you very much. Minutes be approved for May 24th through June 7th. Yeah, we'll now open the meeting for any public comments. I don't see any members of the public here. We do have staff present, but I don't see any public. So we'll assume that any public comments, there were none. So budget hearing, Corey, do you want to?
Just as long as you open the public hearing, you can turn it over to me for a quick second.
Then I would hereby open the budget hearing on the 2017-2018 Urban Renewal Agency budget. Staff report, please.
Yes. So I will keep it brief. We talked about, what's that? I guess it was 2 weeks ago at this point, when we talked about the staff's proposed budget for next fiscal year. And so what you have in your packet is a resolution that is appropriating those funds as we've discussed. So $25,500 for materials and services, $10,000 in contingency, and then the rest of the funds are set aside for reserves, the remaining $60,000, $615,000 that we're anticipating to have in next year's budget. So no changes since the budget committee approved it, obviously, and I think that we can get some good work done next fiscal year to really set up the Urban Renewal District in the city to move forward on some projects.
That's a great start. There's some dollars to look at. And looks good. So this is an opportunity for the public to make any comments, and there's no members of the public present. So I'd like to close the public hearing. Is there any deliberation or discussion from any of you members of the agency?
not a whole lot to say.
Good. All right. So then that will be closed, and let's move on for approval of the resolution number 2017-02A, resolution adopting fiscal year budget 2017-2018 and making appropriations, declaring the tax increment, and collecting the maximum amount of the division of tax. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve resolution number 2017-02, a resolution adopting the fiscal year 2017-18 budget, making appropriations, declaring the tax increment, and collecting the maximum amount of the division of tax.
And I will second that.
Thank you, and thank you. Now, opportunity for any discussion. Has everybody had a chance to kind of review that and see if there's any questions? Okay.
Nope, we're not spending anything yet, so.
Not spending anything. I had a question maybe, Corey. Just language, my, you know, not being around this that much, I don't understand some of the language that I read. When we talked about where it says declaring tax increment, and down there in the third line it says for the maximum amount of revenue that may be raised by dividing the taxes in section 1E. That word, that phrase about dividing the taxes, it seems like it should say dividing the taxes in some way, manner, or form. I don't quite get it.
Sure. I don't have much to offer other than that's essentially the boilerplate language that we were given by legal to adopt the budget.
Okay.
I don't know the revenue that may be raised by dividing the taxes. I don't know why it's phrased that way. It might be, it's either for the county assessor or it's legal language, you know, under the Section 1E Article 9 of the Oregon Constitution or Chapter 457. In terms of the verbiage, I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, I can sort of guess that dividing the taxes, you know, the taxes that are assigned, the portion is being divided out assigned to the urban renewal.
But correct. Yeah, that would be my.
That's what I thought.
That'd be my best guess. Yeah. But yeah, that the assessor has the information of when the tax base was froze,
right,
and they can measure, you know, what the assessed taxes are, and yet what the proportion over that is that will be divided for renewal opposed to just the city's general funds.
Yeah. Well, I think we all understand the process, so I'm comfortable with it. I just, especially since you said legal review. okay. Thank you. Thanks for
getting over
with that. Anything else?
We have to call for a vote.
Yeah. But no other questions. Okay. So yeah, let's go ahead and call for a vote. All in favor of approval as stated, of the motion?
Is it a resolution? Do we have to do a roll call or no?
Let's do a roll call, please. Yes.
Vicki Russell, aye.
Bonnie Bruce, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
And Dan Barco, aye. Thank you. And thanks for the reminder. So that approval of that resolution, we have approved that. And apparently we have no other matters that were brought forward. Thank you. Flip side. Any additional public comments?
Still no additional public.
Staff comments?
I've got three things, I'll keep quick. First is that Wendy Potok has resigned from the Urban Renewal Board. So we will get an advertisement out and leave it open and try to spread the word if anyone's interested. I'm gonna test my memory of the bylaws that we adopted last month. I think that was last month. So this is a non-council member, which means that they can live or own a business within 5 miles of the city limits.
Right.
That's the only criteria for being a non-council member of the Urban Renewal, one of the four seats that meet that criteria.
Right, that's what I recall.
Yep. So we'll advertise that and see if we get any applicants. If you know anyone's interested, spread the word. And once we get an applicant or a couple or a few, who knows, we'll bring it If we get a few, we might bring it back to you guys for recommendation to council, but ultimately the council will be the appointing body of the member, so, to be determined on that. So that's the first item. The second item, which I think was actually, I'm really glad it was brought to my attention because it had me flabbergasted for a little while, sort of like the dividing language in there, was it had a resident who also happened to be a council member bring me their tax bill and say, why is it, I don't live in the urban renewal district, why does it say on my tax bill that so-and-so amount is going to urban renewal? And I ended up talking with Scott Langton, who's the county assessor, and getting an explanation that it's not a mistake, that actually if you look at any property inside the city limits, it shows that. And it's really just, it goes into the behind-the-scenes metrics of how they calculate it, and although it shows on the tax bill, none of those funds are actually coming from that property to the city, unless, or they're not being charged for that tax either, unless they're inside the city, inside the urban renewal district. So just a thought, if you heard from someone,
that's good to
send
know.
Them my way. I already was like, wow, what could the explanation be for that?
And
because I thought maybe it was a one-off thing, a two-off thing. I started clicking around, looking at tax records, and it's there. So it's more of he sent me a longer explanation. I don't remember the details, but just a heads up that that's how it should be. So if you end up seeing that or hearing anything about that. And then the final piece I'd say is that I kind of wrote pencil in question mark on my pad here. If we're having another meeting, urban renewal agency meeting, in call it maybe September, to check in on if we've made, staff has made any progress or has any recommendations to the urban renewal agency to maybe move forward with putting out an RFP for some of those consulting services to help drawing up the program. Maybe it'll be September, maybe it'll be October, but I think sometime in the fall, call it the beginning of next quarter, we should get together and talk about that, so that then, you know, I know how we talked about how getting people together in summer is hard, you know, how winter can get hard, so let's, you know, heading into this fall, I'd say try to keep that as something on the front of our minds, so.
That sounds good to me.
So thanks.
And I think you call it.
Yeah, and I guess the fourth thing, while I've got just okay, two more minutes, Ashley. I'm just kidding.
You're right.
Is that thanks to the urban renewal members who are not council members for participating in the TGM, Transportation Growth Management Stakeholder Interviews, tomorrow. That's a really important process for shaping the codes and shaping how downtown's going to look, which that's what most of is inside the urban renewal district. And then the council members, you will all have your chance to, a few months from now as the process plays through, but they're interviewing stakeholders, work with Planning Commission, and then ultimately there's going to be some joint meetings, Planning Commission, Council. But it's important stuff for laying kind of like the groundwork for the future. So
great.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Great. Awesome. Any other, any board member comments before we adjourn? No?
Not this time.
Is anybody going to move that we adjourn this meeting?
How about we move that we adjourn this meeting?
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.